in Game 4 yesterday. Game 5 is tomorrow. Tonight, Tampa Bay looks to close out the Boston Bruins in Game 5 with a 3-1 lead in that series. From the 590 The Fan KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn. Just around the corner is hour number 3 of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Franco Pinion.
Tim McKernan here for Design Air Heating and Cooling. They are proud to announce their 2020 Train Special, the same system they're installing in my home. This state-of-the-art system includes a 16 SEER rated air conditioner and a variable speed furnace to remove humidity, balance out temperature differences, and make your home more comfortable. Available with financing terms you can't beat. For more information, contact the official HVAC company of the morning after, Design Air Heating and Cooling, at designair.net.
We all know local restaurants and food producers have been hit hard recently. As one of the few places still open, Schnucks is committed to supporting those local companies that need help from all of us right now. In an effort to support them, Schnucks is bringing in more food from local restaurants and food producers than they normally would. As a local food company themselves, Schnucks knows they can help. That's why Schnucks is asking you to please consider local food when you shop at Schnucks. Schnucks, a local company supporting local companies.
Who's ready to wine and dine in style outside of your living room? Surf and Sirloin is. Located at the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270, Surf and Sirloin is now open for dine-in lunch Tuesday through Friday and dinner Tuesday through Sunday. And, of course, still offering curbside carryout service on our full menu. If you're ready for the comfort of white tablecloth dining in a relaxed environment in a family-owned restaurant serving the highest quality of beef and seafood for over 26 years, Surf and Sirloin. For reservations, 822-3637, 822-3637, or online at surfandsirloin.com. Sirloin.com.
Hey everybody, it's Dr. Eric Napudi. Do you love America and freedom? If so, then let me personally invite you and your family to Freedom Tour Missouri. It is a free, family-friendly, pro-American, patriotic event September the 12th at Arrowhead Construction on Highway 70 across from Mid Rivers Mall. Food trucks will be there, vendors, guest speakers including Kevin Jackson, Mark McCluskey, Dr. Rashid Buttar, Stacy Washington, and much, much more. Come join us September the 12th. Gates open at 11. Ceremony goes from 12 to 3. Go to MissouriFreedomTour.com. That's MissouriFreedomTour.com.
Shop local for all of your medical and sanitation supply needs with family-owned St. Louis staple Bertarelli Cutlery and Supply. Work with Marco and his family directly, and they will handle your order. Masks, hand sanitizer, sanitizing wipes, disposable gloves, thermoscanners, and more. Everyone is getting back to work, and Bertarelli Cutlery can customize your plexiglass dividers for your workplace. Contact Marco directly by emailing marco@bertarellico.com or calling 314-323-0712, and he will take your order and take care of you.
The Cam Jansen Show will be coming to you live from Top Shears every Friday from 1 to 2. And while you listen, it's a great time to saddle up at any of the 6 video gaming machines provided by J&J Ventures Gaming. Download their gaming app, find Top Shears location, and then get your game on. With incredible specials, the best wait staff in the area, and me and the crew talking hockey. That's Top Shears every Friday from 1 to 2. 531 Old State Road, Route 3 in Columbia, Illinois, just off of 255. Top Shears. Play here, win big.
Diana from Neustetter's Fine Jewelers here to remind you, we don't just offer the best pieces, we offer one of the last master hand engravers in our country. My father can create timeless, personal, and unforgettable pieces. Come by our showroom at the corner of Big Ben and Doherty Ferry or learn more online at wowdiamonds.com.
Biggie's Restaurant has been a staple of the community for over 30 years and is serving your favorites for carryout and dine-in. Keeping you safe is just as important as serving the best food in St. Louis. So Biggie's will open with limited seating, including outdoor tables, no more than 8 to a table, and all 6 feet apart. Biggie's will be open from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Tuesday through Thursday, as well as Sundays, and 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Friday and Saturday. Biggie's will be serving their full menu with all of your favorite daily specials.
Of the Republican National Convention. I don't. You guys didn't see that. What a spectacle that was.
I saw it. That was
the
great.
End of it. Oh, it was unbelievable. Fireworks. I've never seen fireworks like that. You think that was something? Wait till you hear the Playhouse today. Yeah.
Hey-o.
Listen in your
I haven't seen that kind of patriotism and red, white, and blue at fireworks in America, America, in a long, long, since 9/11. It was good to see. There's no fun left on the table.
Hemorrhoids.
Oh, boy.
Well,
Midwest Hemorrhoid Treatment Center. That's where you go. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the last day, folks. Last day of August, the August 31st edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Window World. Really big supporters of lots of pieces of this show. And sellers of the number one selling replacement window in the country. That, of course, Window World. You can find out more if you go to windowworldstlouis.com. I'll try to sell you some windows. But first, we're going to do this.
Hey!
Just finished a course in psychology. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Studying cybersecurity.
That's correct.
He has a restaurant background. He has an extermination background. My goodness, this guy is done it all and is doing it all. And in addition to all that, he's running our control board. He's running it right now. He spent 19 years in Birmingham. No, in Great Britain. 10 of them in Birmingham, England. There you go. Got ahead of myself. He is Trevor Limestone Limey Phillips. Say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
And you probably heard that same thing done in the form of an impression by both Steve and a guy named Jack, who have it nailed pretty well. Well, I see that in the studio today, and we're glad to have him here again. Glad he didn't go northbound, southbound, westbound, or... Bill Cleveland, say hello to everybody.
I didn't hear Tim's thing. What did he say?
Richard Gere movie.
He said, love Richard Gere movies.
Not well, like that.
And who doesn't? I mean, he's had some good ones.
Right.
Hello,
you know, my favorite,
everyone.
My favorite.
Officer and Gentleman.
Yeah, but not because of the goofy love story. Leo Gossett, Lou Gossett Jr., and when they're fighting, and that was great.
Did
that
you
was
like
very
Pretty Woman?
I didn't care for Pretty Woman, not particularly. No, it's a chick movie. I didn't particularly like it. I've seen it. His birthday, that's why that was mentioned. So Bill is here. I'll tell you out. Who else is here behind the coronavirus-proof glass. That would be Dan Strauss. He's in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I'd like to say hi and thanks to First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the entire St. Louis area, with over 40 locations in Missouri and Illinois, including some Walmart locations. They have great rates on car loans and home loans. First Community Credit Union is a great place for all of your banking needs. To find out more, go to
firstcommunity.com.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
Now, this could be, but I hope it won't be sad news. Starting tomorrow, this next guy is a man without a sponsor.
What?
I think there was a movie or book, Man Without a Country.
Oh.
Man Without a Sponsor as of tomorrow. But today, as a sponsor, he is our newsman. He's the head of research for the show. And he's one other thing that has nothing to do with this place. He's a private investigator. Tim Woodburn. Say hello to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. And, you know, I didn't see the Republican National Convention, but I did see the Democratic National Convention. I thought it was funny when Joe Biden says he knows in his heart, he's the only man who can beat Ronald Reagan this November.
Oh, good for him. Good for him.
Hello, and thank you to the law office of Scott Sherman. Bayer has announced it'll pay billions to settle lawsuits brought by people that contracted non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after using the weed killer Roundup. Even if you haven't filed suit, some of that money might belong to you. The Law Office of Scott Sherman is handling Roundup cases and standing by if you or a loved one is eligible. In addition to accepting inquiries regarding class action suits on users of Zantac and Ranitidine, shoot them an email, lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com. It's lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com. And remember, the choice of a lawyer is an important one and should only be made and should not be made solely on advertisements.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Horses behind you.
And you know, Rat Boy, I'm so sorry. Please send my all of our condolences and sympathies out to your aunt. Rat Boy lost an uncle over the weekend. He's very upset. He's not upset. He's upset, obviously, because he lost his uncle, but he's even more upset when they put the cause of death, as they do too often, COVID, in the medical paperwork. And Rat Boy tells me, no, that's not it. He choked. He actually choked. What did you choke on?
Cheese.
Choked on some cheese.
Oh.
And they put COVID down there.
What a way to go.
Well, to Rat Boy's family, that is the way to go. What?
Maybe it was Colby cheese.
Cheese.
And they misspelled Colby.
That's right, Rat Boy. No, we know. We know it wasn't. Dig into, investigate it, make trouble. Okay. Feel bad for him. I don't feel bad for the guys you hear playing the music, though, because they love their job. They love music. And they love their boss. And their boss is Bruce Limpress. And they all bought the orchestra. Yeah. We are brought to you by Window World. I had a friend contact me, and any more contact means usually email or text, rarely by phone. And it was very brief. It just said that his friend had had two different window companies come out and give bids on a big window job, lots of windows. Now, I'm guessing these were, to his friend anyway, comparable quality windows, but he wanted a bid from each company. Now remember, it's a lot of windows. Company B gave him a bid of $12,000. Company A, which was Window World, for the same number of windows, as good a quality windows, the bid was not 12, it was half that. It was $6,000. So, you tell me. You'd rather pay six, you'd rather pay 12. Smaller job, rather pay 3,000, rather pay 6,000. And I'm guessing that the other company was the closest window that he could find, you know, to a Window World type or Window World quality window. He wasn't interested in some super high end, you know, frame work made from a rare maple in Brazil. Windows. He wanted good, solid, dependable windows that would last a long time. How about a lifetime? Is that long enough for you, a lifetime? I think that is for most of us. Well, that's the warranty. It's a lifetime warranty on a Window World window. I can't imagine why you'd want, no, I want a warranty that'll cover my great grandchildren. Well, I don't think there is any such thing. In fact, there aren't many lifetime warranties that cover glass breakage, labor, all of it. Parts, they do. Theirs does. And their own people install them. That's important, too. So, Window World, that's the name. We want you to remember. We realize that most of you listening right now are not in the market for replacement windows, but the few who are, you're lucky you listen to this show. Otherwise, you might not know about Window World, and you might overpay somewhere. You can find out a lot more at windowworldstlouis.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama.
Speaking of Window World, Window World is proud to sponsor our next contributor, WindowWorldStLouis.com. Don't ever forget that website, and please don't ever forget to tell them your AM and the PM, or either and or you like the yard sale on Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock. No, that's First Community Credit Union. Huh? But tell the Window World people you like the yard sale anyway. Say, no, you know what? If you go to Window World, say, hey, we love the yard sale, and the way we found it was by listening to 590 The Fan, where you guys are all over the place and sponsor so many segments. There, that's what you tell them. WindowWorldStLouis.com. Please welcome the host of this entire next segment, Bill Cleveland. Good to hear it in both ears again. Limey's fixing our equipment up. We got both ears back. Bill, how are you?
I'm good. Do you smell burnt toast by chance?
I know that if you do, it means sure something okay. Bad.
Stroke, I think. Stroke,
like you're having a stroke. Yeah. No, I do not smell burnt toast. Thank you.
Okay.
I still could be having a stroke, though. Yeah. Just because I don't smell that. That doesn't put me in the clear.
On this now, I should occasionally for this segment, I will just look through a few different websites sort of to trigger a memory or trigger some sort of a topic. And one of them is just, you know, on this date in history. And sometimes that'll make me think of something.
Princess so today's Diana.
Richard Gere was born.
Princess
yeah,
Diana
I missed
died.
The Richard Gere one. I'm not it's sure birthday, how I missed
71
that.
71 today.
On this day in 1987, just a little musical note, the largest pre-order of albums in the history of CBS Records occurred as 2.25 million copies of Michael... Ooh. I haven't even said what it is.
It was...
Yeah. Michael Jackson's Bad album.
Wow, Bad.
The United
wow,
I thought you were going to yes. say Thriller.
Well, Thriller was before that, so Thriller had been the biggest one... at 35 million copies sold. But you, that was just an interesting...
You know that he was black.
Michael Jackson?
Yes.
Not when he died.
Well, he started out black.
I shouldn't have said that. That was inappropriate.
No, it wasn't.
I'm sorry for that.
No, it wasn't, because he wasn't black when he died. It wasn't inappropriate at all. He lightened himself up over the years.
He did. He certainly
But he
did.
Was a little kid. He was black. He just got lighter and lighter and lighter and lighter.
Now, to tie this into a little bit of a travel and tourist thing, so Neverland Ranch, where he lived for many years and all the controversy surrounding there, that is a place where a lot of people, I don't know if I say a lot of people anymore, but certainly in his heyday and then right after, you know, he passed away and, right. and people wanted to go and get as close as they could to Neverland Ranch. And it's located, it's about a 40-mile drive from Santa Barbara, California. And if you've ever taken this little road trip, what you will find is all you can see from the road is the gate, the Neverland Ranch gate. In fact, it's not even called Neverland Ranch anymore. But you can get as close to the gate, and that is it. That is absolutely it. You cannot go inside. There are no tours. It had been on sale for a long time. They pulled it off the market, so right now it's
actually... So it's still never been sold?
It has never been sold. And so they keep looking for someone to buy it, but the buyer
should be another weirdo, because I think a lot of people are creeped out. But
I don't know, man. It's like one of those areas like Jeffrey Epstein's Island. I don't think they're going to be able to sell it, because it doesn't have a cool stigma to go with it. Like, this was a drug dealer's island. Like, it's got that horrible stigma to it. Like, you know, this is where kids were kind of messed with.
You might have something.
Well, no, I think you're absolutely right.
And we don't know that kids were messed with, Mike, but he was still a weirdo.
He was a little out there. Yeah.
Well, and the value of that property just kept going down and down and down. The more things that came out
let's
about
buy
him.
It. Let's get together.
How many?
31 million was the most recent.
How
31,
much?
31 million was the most recent.
Let's
that was
get
2 years
a group
ago.
Of people together and buy the Neverland Ranch.
I'll there put in go. $50.
We need 31 people with $1 million. That's how you do it. Or 62 people with $500,000. Let's go that route.
Now, the other thing is they will not sell it. Now, this is... I don't know if this will change, but they will not sell it to anybody who wants to turn it into a museum or a tourist attraction, like a Graceland type of thing.
Right.
That is out. You that apparently is there's some you got to sign something that says you will not turn this into a tourist attraction.
What did you say? How much? 30?
The most recent listing was 31 million.
I hope I did that right. The math. I said 31 people with $1 million, or I hope I said 62 people with $500,000. I hope I got that right.
You did.
Okay, no calculator, by the way.
Wow.
Nice job.
Calculator.
Genius. Thank you so much.
Now, I have... This is a list of some of... Now, I assume most people know. I guess you shouldn't assume, but... So the house or the property was this fantasy land, and all of these things that, you know...
Isn't there a zoo on the land?
There used to be. They've gotten rid of the animals. They had a zoo. They had a... you know, like the trains that they have at the St. Louis Zoo?
Yeah.
Right.
They had three of those tracks around the property. That you could ride on. That's still there. The train station is still there, as are the trains. They had, you know, carnival rides. There were, you know, bumper cars.
No one didn't sell. What do you do with a place like that? I mean, really?
So now I will say they got rid of a lot of the stuff, and apparently they cleaned it up quite a bit because it had fallen into disarray after he passed away and after there was some litigation. He lost the property.
You know what his last words were, Bill?
Oh, God.
Michael Jackson's last word before he died?
What? I don't.
Ow! No, see that. Hold on, stop it! No, stop. That's impossible. He was asleep.
Yeah.
See, that's impossible.
He could have still uttered "ow."
No, that didn't work. He was asleep, deep sleep, propofol, deep sleep.
That's this segment was going pretty good today.
No, it really wasn't.
You know what the guy? You know what the guy said on the beach when he walked up to Michael Jackson on a sunny beach?
What?
He said, "Hey, you pervert, get out of my sun."
Oh,
goodness. God.
Thank you.
I was not ready
Thanks,
for
everybody.
That.
Thank you. Thank you
that
so
was
much.
Not a rim shot. That is a technical difficulty.
What's wrong with that?
He was making
shade. He was shading the guy. What do you think?
Unbelievable.
Oh, right. That's what
losers.
It was. Okay.
Sickos.
The mansion.
What?
Remember the big joke, the Michael Jackson special at Kmart, little boy's pants half off?
Yeah, I remember that.
Well, he kind of asked for it.
All the classics. Yes, so the house was 12,598 square feet.
Pretty big house.
Yeah, yeah. Big mansion. They show it in a couple of those documentaries. They walk you through, including the, was it a safe room? Is that what they call it?
Weird. It's like a castle museum slash, it's just weird.
Yeah. So, all right. So I mentioned they've removed a lot of the stuff, and they've actually taken really good care of it. It's a really beautiful property again now. But these are some of the things that were found on the property that might creep you out just a little
big
bit.
Big wheels?
Well, life-size children dolls.
Okay. Okay. You know what?
Wow.
Now, yeah. Weird is an understatement.
Obviously, you can't see photos like I can, but. Yeah, that's creepy.
Flat out weird.
On one of the doors was a door knocker, you know, the metal thing, the door knocker, a door knocker with two boys kissing on it.
Oh, come on! How come we never heard this?
These are all things that were found on the property. Never.
And by the way, it's okay if you said knockers plural. We can't do that. That's a sexist thing.
Well, it was just one
knocker.
Of them.
You're okay with
one of them? Yeah. Statues of naked boys on the property.
Yeah,
and these weren't like, you know, the average, like you see them, the cherubs and all that stuff. These were actually like, you know, young boys.
Yeah, yeah. A drawing of Michael and a whole group of kids that was inside the house. It's a black and white picture where Michael, a younger Michael, like from the Bad album, like, you know, the back when he was black.
That in itself, the group of kids, fans. Well, okay, that one.
You look at a theme,
but
maybe.
But two boys kissing
a bit much.
Yeah.
So he had his own gold throne.
Like, you don't mean toilet.
No, I don't mean a toilet.
It's
a
real
throne. Like, if he was a king, maybe he was the king.
Well, he had this fixation. Right? Remember, he dressed like royalty. Remember the goofy jackets he wore with the fringe shoulders and all that? He thought he was like a king or
something. And he had his own, it's a giant throne right in the middle of the house, apparently.
You know, some people say, I'm sorry, I was on the throne for the toilet.
So yeah.
I didn't know if you meant gold toilet.
Fairy children statues?
Fairy children?
Like statues of children as though they are fairies, like with wings and things.
Oh.
Yeah, that's weird.
Very strange. And he had all kinds of crap. I mean, the guy bought all kinds of, you know, everything. He just, constantly buying, and these were like, some of the items they found.
I grew up in, you know, in the time period that I grew up late, like early 90s, Michael Jackson was idealized. I mean, he was everywhere. He couldn't do any wrong. So when I was growing up, I never really wanted to believe this, that he had actually done that, but... Just as the years go by and more stuff comes out, you're just like, Michael, what were you doing, man?
And I'm not defending any of that.
Right.
Just take that away. This guy was an absolute production genius.
He was.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
he knew how to put on a show.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
A life-size Power Ranger? Why not?
Why not? Yeah, right.
And Limey mentioned animals. So they had elephants. They found elephants on the property. Giraffes. I mean, can you imagine the amount of people... that he had to pay to keep this place going. I mean, from keeping the trains. All of it.
He had like a mannequin type thing, and it was half like elephant, and then like from the neck up, it was a black singer, a Harry Elefante.
Ooh.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody. Thank you.
Oh wait, look, no, look at this. Look, I can play two laughing sound effects together.
Well, I like that. Let the kids come in. I like that.
Yeah.
Maybe not for this segment.
Oh, real nice.
There was Elephant Fitzgerald, too. Bad. There was an elephant that sang.
Okay, he deserved a rim shot. Elephant Fitzgerald.
He had his own outdoor concert venue. Ferris wheel, gigantic Ferris wheels. I mentioned all the animals, so... If you are interested, it is not for sale right now. But
he
maybe...
had a makeshift TV set for a talk show.
Yeah.
But as the host, he had propped up like a giant vegetable, and the host of the show was Okra Winfrey. Thanks, kids. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okra Winfrey.
And if you look on YouTube, because I was thinking about this, because I have a drone. Frank, I know you have a drone.
I do.
The I thought, well, could you go to the gates of Neverland, or what used to be Neverland, and send your drone over it? And so on YouTube, there are some people who have done it, but I was reading through the comments, and people were like, well, was there security? And the one guy who had filmed some stuff said there was a drone basically trying to attack his drone. So, like, I guess their security people have drones, looking over the property. And it's fully staffed still because they have people have to maintain it.
Think if you shoot the drone down, I don't think there's a thing you can do about it. If it's your drone over their property, I think they can shoot it down.
No, you cannot shoot. That is a felony. You cannot shoot.
They can't shoot your drone down?
No, forgive me for not knowing all the technical stuff, but I do know from studying the drone safety and all the laws that it is a felony if you shoot down someone's drone.
Why are they allowed to send a drone up to bang into your drone?
Well, I just think they have their own drones looking out to secure their property. That's what I'm saying.
So if they see a drone, they'll probably send one up to see if they can spot who's flying.
Maybe
that drone.
Probably.
Yeah.
And then if they spot you, so what? What are they going to do? You're not on their property. It's airspace. They don't own it.
That is technically true.
So I'd fly one over there.
Who owns it right now?
It's in like a trust or something. They took it off the market. Man. I think right after that documentary came out.
Michael Jackson Enterprises.
His family are the most twisted group of individuals. I think it was
his dad was a mean, mean person.
It was 2 weeks after he died. Like they hadn't even had his funeral yet. And I remember, I think it was on TLC. He was probably still in the morgue.
You mean TMZ?
No. It was the Learning Channel when they did reality TV shows. Right. And they had his family doing the Jacksons reality TV show. And they weren't showing anything like, we're sad about the mourning of our son.
No,
they had them all getting out of limousines and popping their collars. And
they exploited it.
This had had to be filmed directly after he died. And they didn't act like they cared. I mean, the TV show didn't get picked up because it was canceled immediately.
I'm sure they didn't care, and I'll tell you why. He's the one that ran off and became a big superstar, and I'm sure it bugged the brothers that, what about us? We were part of the Jackson
family.
He carried
that entire family.
I'm sure they were all envious of him. And so now here's a quick opportunity to capitalize on him. Mm-hmm. He's dead, and he can't take the spotlight.
Mm-hmm. Janet Jackson did pretty well for him.
Yeah, she did.
Janet Germaine had a solo career for a hot minute.
What's the other Jackson girl? Janet and
LaToya?
Yeah, LaToya. She didn't have the career Janet had.
No.
And what's the joke? You never saw LaToya and Michael in the same room?
Because they look so much alike.
Yeah. A little bit. Okay. I'm Bill Clavin on the road and on 590 The Fan.
So good to have the other microphone back so we can hear both ears and hear his entire audience when they clap for him. Bill Cleveland brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the country. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com, the preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues and the official window of the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. So we have a black police officer who was killed by a white guy who barricaded himself in his house down in the Tower Grove neighborhood. And there's no Black Lives Matter outcry that I've seen. We want justice. You know why? Because the black guy that got killed was a cop. And even though he was shot by a white guy, I can't speak for Black Lives Matter. But if black lives really matter and all of them, where are you folks? Where's the outrage here? You don't have any. Because this black man was a cop and you don't like cops. Had it, been a white police officer who shot this guy and this guy were not a cop. Same people. Let's just say the black man had not been a police officer, but the white guy had. Same lives, same value of their lives, but you're not interested. Shame on you. Black Lives Matter? Where are you? A friend of mine called me this morning and says, man, I bet you're bummed out about this thing at the lake. I said, what are you talking about? He said, the hospital there overrun with COVID cases. Because we've all seen the news for the last 4 or 5 months, Lake of the Ozarks, people swimming and eating, no social distancing, no masks, they're going about their lives. And I said, I don't know what you're talking about. I was in that hospital 9 days ago, inside in the hospital. There were no overrun with COVID. It's fake news, and somebody wants to spread that you go to the lake. Oh, so I called the hospital this morning. I thought, well, maybe in the last 9 days they've been overrun with COVID cases. And I talked to the administrative office at Lake Regional Hospital. She had no idea what I was talking about. So be careful, folks, what you listen to and what you believe. Somebody out there, for whatever reason, doesn't like it that people are enjoying themselves and living their lives at Lake of the Ozarks, so they're going to try to put the kibosh on it by saying the hospital is overrun with people. It's not. Now, I saw a video today that is one of the most bizarre things I have ever seen, and you can go on YouTube and look at it. There was a kite festival in Taiwan. And one of the, have you ever been to a kite flying event where they have these massive, it's absolutely huge. Incredible.
It's really cool.
There was a kite with a massive tail, like a big ribbon-like tail. It whirled down and wrapped around a three-year-old girl and picked her up in the air like 30, 40 feet up in the air. She was flying away under this kite with the tail around it.
Oh, my God.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And then the wind changes, and it just sets her right back down. And the crowd was around her, and they got her loose from the tail of the kite. Oh. I have never seen a kite pick up a three-year-old kid. It's wild. ABC News had the clip. Anybody can find it.
Must have been a big kite to pick up a spout like that.
Some of those kites are huge.
Oh.
And you need a nice big wind. But, yeah, a big enough wind. There are kites that'll pick up kids. I just never seen it before. It's pretty wild. You get a chance, so you'll look at it. Let's see. Farmer's Almanac. I don't read the Farmer's Almanac. I have. I've seen them. You ever seen one? They're pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. And every year they tell you what the winter is going to be like.
Oh, yeah.
Now, here's the thing. We don't really, by the time winter gets here, most of us don't remember what Farmer's Almanac said. So let's try to remember that they're saying this is going to be one of the worst, the coldest, the most snow over most of the country, a bad, bad winter. Let's just remember that.
Okay.
And then we'll see if that
apparently
happens.
Last year they were really wrong.
Yeah. Well, they have to be wrong every once in a while. But they have a reputation of being, go by the Farmer's Almanac, because they got a pretty good track
record. Okay, so Dan, tomorrow we got to make a snowpocalypse 2020 and 21 in case it moves over in January.
Okay.
We got to be prepared.
Right. We mentioned earlier that the Princess Diana died on this day in 1997 in a car crash. That was a giant. That funeral was one of the most powerful. Remember Elton John playing?
It was a Candle in the Wind.
Goodbye, England's Rose. It was the Goodbye, Normandy. Yeah. Candle in the Wind. He rewrote it.
Right.
Goodbye, England's Rose. It was something. Were you there?
No, I was in England at the time, and it was televised. I think we stayed home. We watched it that day. Pretty much the entire country shut down.
Because everybody loved her.
Yeah. She was the people's princess.
You remember how old she was when she died?
Oh, what was she?
36.
Like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Only 36. So that was, believe it or not, folks, 23 years ago. Hard to believe. And on our Facebook page, where I rarely post anything, I posted today. I guess it got on there. A picture of the fish that my grandson caught Saturday night. I've been going to the lake for 39 years. I've fished hundreds and hundreds of hours. Never have I caught a 30-pound catfish.
Ooh. Wow.
And there he is, barely able to hold this thing up for a picture because it's so big. And you talk about a thrill. And I just, in my posting on our Facebook page, I just basically said, look, if you get a chance sometime, just take a kid fishing. Because I have never seen any kid, little boy or little girl, who just didn't get giddy when they felt that tug or saw that bobber go down and they caught a fish. I don't care if it's a fish 2 inches long. It's just exciting.
It's almost as big as him.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, it is. It's huge.
Did you guys fry it up or did you let it go?
They let it go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what else? How much time do we have? Ooh, you know, Mike Evans. You got to be careful with him. Got to get him in here on time. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
woman on an airplane, and she's seated next to a guy. You know, if you're on a plane, you've sat next to strangers, and sometimes nobody says a word, and other times you just start small talk. So, you live in St. Louis, or you come back home, or are you here visiting, you live here, and that's what happened with these two. And attractive woman. So he just said, so, flying in St. Louis, both of us. I live there. How about you? She said, yep, I live there too. She said, just left Vegas, had a connection out of Vegas. He said, oh, you're a gambler. She goes, no. No, every year I go to the Nymphomaniac Convention in Las Vegas. All of the women that go there are nymphomaniacs from all over the world. And he said, what? She said, yeah. Yeah. He said, what do you do? Well, she said, we share stories about sex because we love sex, and we just share information. He said, what kind of information? She said, well, at this last convention, the one that I just left, she said, we, based on information from other nymphomaniacs, we found that Jewish men have the fattest penises, the most girth. He said, really? She said, yeah. He said, Jewish men. She said, yeah. He said, what else did you learn? She said, well, we learned, based on the experience of some of the nymphomaniacs there, that Native Americans have the longest penises. Native American Indians, their penises are just long. I said, so Native American Indians have the longest ones, and Jewish guys have the fattest ones? She said, yeah. I said, what else? Did you learn anything else? She said, yes, we did. We learned that cowboys, especially Texas cowboys, have the greatest stamina. They can last the longest in bed. And that's the kind of stuff we learn at these conventions. He said, wow, that is interesting. Native Americans have the longest ones. Jewish guys have the thickest ones. Texas cowboys have the most stamina. That's something. She says, I'm sorry. She said, my name is Carolyn. I didn't catch your name. He says, oh, I'm sorry. I am, Geronimo Goldstein, but my friends call me Tex.
To check on traffic, here's Joe Sonderman.
Just one incident reported at the moment. It's on southbound 55. Looks like it's down the hill from Rivas Barracks, mostly on the shoulder now, but fire EMS are headed that way. That vehicle reportedly hit the median, so you might find a right lane blocked here in the next few minutes. Right now, there are young people across the world facing a tough choice. Continue their dream of education or drop out to help their family put food on the table. You can help change their future in a single moment. See how far your support can go at unbound.org. I'm Joe Sonderman. Now it's back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Shop local for all of your medical and sanitation supply needs with family-owned St. Louis staple Bertarelli Cutlery and Supply. Work with Marco and his family directly, and they will handle your order. Masks, hand sanitizer, sanitizing wipes, disposable gloves, thermoscanners, and more. Everyone is getting back to work, and Bertarelli Cutlery can customize your plexiglass dividers for your workplace. Contact Marco directly by emailing marco@bertarellico.com or calling 314-323-0712, and he will take your order and take care of you.
The Cam Jansen Show will be coming to you live from Top Shooters every Friday from 1 to 2. And while you listen, it's a great time to saddle up at any of the 6 video game machines provided by J&J Ventures Gaming. Download their gaming app, find Top Shooters location, and then get your game on. With incredible specials, the best wait staff in the area, and me and the crew talking hockey. That's Top Shooters every Friday from 1 to 2. 531 Old State Road, Route 3 in Columbia, Illinois, just off of 255. Top Shooters. Play here. Win big.
Diana from Neustetter's Fine Jewelers here to remind you, we don't just offer the best pieces, we offer one of the last master hand engravers in our country. My father can create timeless, personal, and unforgettable pieces. Come by our showroom at the corner of Big Ben and Doherty Ferry or learn more online at wowdiamonds.com.
Biggie's Restaurant has been a staple of the community for over 30 years and is serving your favorites for carryout and dine-in. Keeping you safe is just as important as serving the best food in St. Louis. So Biggie's will open with limited seating, including outdoor tables, no more than 8 to a table, and all 6 feet apart. Biggie's will be open from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Tuesday through Thursday, as well as Sundays, and 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Friday and Saturday. Biggie's will be serving their full menu with all of your favorite daily specials.
Hey, time to check in with Mike Evans. He is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant. Had dinner there Saturday night. It was a wonderful dinner with the couple that gave $4,000 to have dinner with me and my wife for Action for Autism. And Brian and Beth, it was a pleasure. It was a great evening. You need reservations for lunch or dinner at Annie Gunn's Restaurant. Smokehouse is right next door, so when you do eat there, please go next door to the Smokehouse. They're closed only on Monday. That would be, I believe, today. And that's the only day they're closed, just Monday. And they sell gift cards every day that they're open. Lots of them. The total is in the thousands at the end of the year. So remember that. Gift cards, a great idea for anybody, anytime. Well, I don't blame them for applauding. It's a great gift card. Either one, Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse Market. Now, folks, you can applaud again. Here's Mike Evans. That sounded good. Got all of that one.
It was good.
How you doing?
It was good.
How are you?
I'm fine. So when you had dinner with the listener?
Well, some very generous listeners. They paid $4,000 for charity to have dinner with us.
Did they ask about me?
Well, I made notes. I made some notes at the dinner. Let me check my notes. Hang on.
And don't be mean to him. Don't be mean to him.
No, please. I looked at my notes. They did mention you at dinner. They said, why do you have that guy on? Mike Evans. They mentioned you by name. Why do you have Mike Evans on? So you did come up at the table. Huh. See, now his feelings are hurt.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow. You hurt my feelings.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I just thought maybe they've asked about me.
I actually don't remember if they did or not.
I'm sure they did.
Yeah, now that you say that, I think they did.
They probably did.
Yeah.
The entertainment world was shocked to learn of the death of Chadwick Boseman, despite rumors that he'd been sick. And he had been losing weight, but people thought it was because of a movie part. Nobody had any idea that he had colon cancer and was terminally ill. Word that Rachel Robinson, Jackie Robinson's 99-year-old widow, went into shock when she was told about Chadwick's passing. Chadwick, of course, played Jackie Robinson in the great biopic, and they became very, very close friends. And one more thing, Chadwick's last movie is entitled Mrs. Rainey's Black Bottom. It's the story of the Queen of the Blues of the 1920s. It was to be released next week on Netflix. They've decided they'll wait a few months before they release it. I really liked him. I liked him as Thurgood.
What else would he have been in? I didn't see the Jackie Robinson.
Black Panther.
He played
Selma.
Thurgood Marshall.
Yeah, Black Panther.
Okay.
He played James Brown in the James Brown biopic.
Okay. Yeah.
Black Panther.
Okay.
Yeah. Gotcha. Love Nuggets. Katy Perry. Orlando Bloom and baby Daisy are leaving the United States. Orlando says he doesn't want to raise a baby raise their baby Daisy in a country that is ran by Donald Trump.
Well, then get the hell out of here. Go.
Or Joe Biden.
Yeah. Let's just see if they stick to that. They just hate the country, period, no matter who's running it, so get out.
Well, they bought a place in Portsmouth, England, an estate about 50 miles from London.
Good riddance.
Dude! Let it go. I mean, any guys out there, listen, let it go. Don't be like Brian Austin Green, who was very unceremoniously dumped by Megan Fox for Machine Gun Kelly, the rapper actor, says that he's not going to give up, that he's going to get Megan back.
Oh, you keep fighting, buddy.
Good.
Let
yeah,
it go.
Well, she's dumped him like two or three times, and he's crawling back, and she takes him back, but still's going out with Kelly. Just give it up.
Why doesn't she want him? His career is so hot. Brian Austin Gray.
That's funny. Last week, remember last week I told you that Brad Pitt's family in Springfield, that they told me that Brad's 27-year-old girlfriend, it was not a serious relationship, no matter what I might read or hear, that it's not serious. Well, now we know why. She's married.
Whoa.
So. She's 27-year-old. She's married. She has a 7-year-old kid by a guy that's 69 years old.
Cut that out. Cut up to 69. Either tell us why that's funny or stop laughing at 69.
Exactly. Tell them, Franco.
They don't. I don't. They won't tell us what's so funny about that number.
I don't know. Get it. Old news with a new twist. Told you about the great Gordon Lightfoot documentary that's really fabulous, and how his girlfriend Kathy Smith administered the fatal heroin shot that killed John Belushi. I told you about that last week. On Saturday, by the way, she did 3 years in prison. On Saturday, Kathy Smith died. 73 years old. She sold more dope to more celebrities probably than anybody in the history of show business.
Wow, now she's not going to be able to kill anybody anymore.
Uh-oh. I know. She about 10 years ago, though, she became a secretary and completely changed her life.
Okay.
Things aside, Matthew Perry's problems now include financial worries, as he has decided to put up his Malibu Beach estate for sale. $15 million. But this is interesting. Matthew bought it for $9 million. He paid cash, as my Aunt Jo would say, cash, after the 2001 Friends season, when he was making $1.25 million a week.
Wow.
So just took the money off that one season and paid cash.
That's nothing. Tim, tell him how much Elon Musk makes every day.
$500 million a day, $20 million an hour.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
That is an incredible stat. Where'd you get that, Tim?
Online. And so if you know what's on the Internet, it's true.
That's right, yeah, buddy. You got that.
That's right. And besides some of Friends' friends wanting to do an intervention, former Matthew Perry lover, Julia Roberts. Yeah, like people forgot that Matthew Perry and Julia Roberts dated for a couple of years. She's been in contact with him trying to help any way she can.
25 seconds.
TV sports ratings, NBA all-time low.
Good.
Yeah.
NHL all-time high. Oh,
not good.
Wow.
Major League Baseball flat.
Good.
10 seconds.
Have a great day. Be safe. Be careful. Be blessed. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Mike Evans.
There he goes. I want you to thank a police officer as often as you can. Please. They need it. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past did. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? Well, I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dear. All
right, Dan. Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
This is locally owned 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis.
Miami is playing Milwaukee, the opener of their conference semifinal series. Right now, 7:42 to play in the first quarter, and the Bucks with a 14-12 lead over the Heat. Giannis already a quick 7 points in this contest. Coming up later, it's Game 6 as Houston tries to take out Oklahoma City and advance to the Western semifinals. Good news for those in the bubble still, as players' families and select friends have completed their quarantine and can enter. We will see how it affects the balance of the postseason. Plenty of action on the diamonds today. It's a final from Orange County. Seattle a 2-1 winner over the Angels. Marco Gonzalez, complete game four hitter. He struck out 8. St. Louis now with a 1-0 lead over Cincinnati. They're in the first inning. Paul Goldschmidt, an RBI double. Earlier, San Diego made a huge news, completing a 9-player deal. The headline acquisition, bringing in former Cleveland starter Mike Clevenger.
Do you know who this is?
Fox Sports Radio's Odd Couple.